Welcome to the Anand Ashram podcast. For those of you who don't know, Anand Ashram is an organization founded in 1991 by our guru, Anand Krishna. One earth, one sky, one humankind is our vision. In this podcast, we will discuss everything from self-empowerment, mental health, spirituality through the eyes of yoga and meditation. What kind of music do you like? Do you look for music according to your mood? Or do you search for music to enhance a certain kind of mood? What are the effects of spiritual music on the human mind?
There have been a lot of new discoveries about music and the effect of music upon our mind. A lot of many neuroscientists have found many new things. Healing, it's very much healing, but more than that, what we have been doing here, this kind of music is called kirtan or samkirtan. Samkirtan means singing together, coming together. It's coming in unison, coming in harmony, coming together, singing together in harmony. Now, there are different types of music. And different types of music are touching different parts of your brain. Some music can make you very dynamic. Some music can make you very peaceful. Some music can make you very restless. So it depends what kind of music you are up to. What do you want to become? You want to become peaceful, restless, or dynamic? This kind of music, what we have been doing, can make you very creative, very productive, but not only productive, but creative. I have been always mentioning this. If you are just creative and you are not productive, you are not efficient, then your creativity is just a matter of time. Nobody is going to appreciate it. I want to do something very creative. It takes me 1 year to finish. I want to do anything. If you take too much time, too long a time, it's not efficient, your creativity will stale. It will not grow. This is very important. And I will never ever tire of reminding all of you, when we do bhajan, you have to be very careful. When we sing bhajans, we have to be very careful. Today I again saw something that I've been warning you against. Leader is one who is singing the song. Musicians have to follow the leader. Why? This is to practice coordination. Your brain is registering this. How can you coordinate yourself with the leader? The effect is upon your brain. The leader is not going to benefit from your coordination, but your brain, your nervous system is going to benefit. This is a serious thing. You know, my guru, he used to check the children in the school by their singing. Yeah, when they sing, the small children, when they sing, my master used to know, if they are singing like this, then they are doing good in the school, in their class also. It's not ordinary song. Bhajan is not ordinary song. It's not a song for performance. It is song to learn how to coordinate, how to work as a team. We are all 30, 40 people. If we can sing together in harmony in your daily life, in your practical life, day-to-day life, you can work in harmony with others. So these bhajans are not just singing, this is meditation. The chanting that we do upstairs is meditation. It's not just singing. We are meditating together while singing.
Dear friends, it is easy to imagine an orchestra playing harmoniously together. But is it possible for 30 people to work together harmoniously? Share with us your thoughts at Anand Ashram on Instagram. Inquisit and subscribe to Anand Ashram YouTube channel. For even more information, visit www.anandashram.asia. There are many types of meditation. Singing together, chanting is certainly an unforgettable one. We hope that this has been an enlightening experience. Follow, share, and join us again soon for another episode. May all creatures be happy.